Thank you so much for joining me today on Radio Tube TV, Ear to the Street. So today we're going to talk a little bit about Antonio Brown and this case that's been going down, because I feel like the case is a little strange to me. And the reason why it's strange is because the woman that claims that, you know, he raped her and all, there are tapes that are surfacing with him and her on it. They're hugged up, booed up in the bed. And then we have some people saying that, you know, that this is all lies and she's just doing this to get clout and also money. And unfortunately, he's not going to be playing for the NFL anymore. So what are you really suing this man for? Like, I don't understand how you expected this to work out for you when you've sued him. Now he's getting kicked off the Patriots team. What kind of money do you expect to get now? He's unemployed. So we'll be talking about that this hour, because I really did not see this coming. I really did not see them firing Antonio Brown from the Patriots team. I thought he was going to play, win, you know, win alongside Tom Brady, whatever. But I guess that in this case, that's not going to happen. He'd been kicked out. A lot of people said he was looking sad today as he was getting out of his plane, you know, from leaving from New England. And I'm really at a loss for words, because first it was the helmet situation, right? Then it was, then he claims that, you know, all of a sudden there was issues with other things going on with him. You know, I guess there was a problem with a helmet. Then he had burnt feet because he had frostbite. Then it was something else. So it continues to be such an issue with Antonio Brown and him just not caring about the fact that he has no respect for his position. And maybe that's why this has been done to him. You know, he really did not seem to care too much about all this going on. And now that he's been kicked off the team, now he's sad all of a sudden. Like, I get that money is important to some people, but is it really that important to where you lose yourself in the midst of it? You know, and he has kids that he has to take care of. Now, I'm sure he has enough paper to last him a lifetime. He's been paid millions of dollars. But I just feel like we need to look into the CTE case for this, because a lot of people, even my husband, says, you know, maybe he's been hit in the head too many times. Maybe this cat doesn't really know what's going on. So let me know your thoughts on this whole situation. Do you think he suffers from CTE like Aaron Hernandez and many other football players? Junior Seau is one of them that actually went to school with my uncle in California. He lived in Oceanside, went to school with my uncle, and, you know, they were both football players. Unfortunately, my uncle was took a dark side. You know, he was into hard drugs and never really made it in the business. But, you know, he kind of reminds me of Jason Momoa. My uncle looks like that, but, you know, that's either here nor there. You know, he got the body, but he doesn't have the ability to play. So maybe just because Antonio looks good, you know, same situation, does not mean that he is fit to play, because he's, you know, he's basically mentally ill. I'm not sure. Let me know your thoughts. I'm just throwing stuff out there. Just, you know, my own thoughts and commentary. This is not the opinions or even comments of Radio Tube TV. So keep that in mind. Please go ahead and comment below. Let me know what your thoughts are. I'm your girl, DJ Harmony. I'll see you guys next time. And don't forget to chime in on the bottom of the comments and let me know what you think. Now, if you'd like to see the full version of this video, make sure you go to our website, radiotubetv.com, where independent music lives, baby. And I'll see you guys next time. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about Cam Newton. He's been in the news recently for having all them do-rags on his head and not actually doing any real playing. So we'll be talking about why he's in his grandpa's suit and why he's definitely being dragged online. Now, I'm not trying to say that I know everything about Cam Newton, but I was watching him in the draft before he actually became an official NFL player. Now, I don't know him personally, but he's always been a colorful figure. And, you know, he's always got something interesting on. But I think sometimes when your outfit outshadows what you're there to do, and you can't focus on trying to win as a team, and you just think you're coming out for a press conference because everybody wants to see you. And I'm sure they want to see him for obvious reason. I'm sure he's a great player. But when it overshadows what you're there for, will people want to actually listen to what you have to say after you're not actually winning? Well, we all see what's going down right now. So if you want more on this story, please go to our website so you can see the years in fashion for Cam Newton. And this is actually made by me, DJ Harmony. So I will see you guys on RadioTube TV so you guys can laugh out loud with me on that one. Otherwise, I am going to go ahead and let you listen to some great new trending music up next. Top three songs on the radio right now. I'm your host, DJ Harmony, and you're listening to Ear to the Streets provided by your RadioTube TV. Okay, so we've been actually hearing a lot about this Kanye West performance that he's done at his own church services. If you'd like more details on it, make sure you go to our website, radio2tv.com, and search Kanye West Sunday Service to get the full details on what type of services he's offering. And I'm just going to be real with you. Like, everybody has this uptight thing about him doing this. Now, obviously, I'm not God, and neither is anybody that's probably listening to this podcast or otherwise broadcast. Even if you never have heard me before or you haven't listened and this is your first time, I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm very spiritual. I'm a religious person. I grew up in the Christian church. It doesn't mean that I'm perfect, and I don't think anybody should ever paint themselves to be that. We don't know what really is what it is. And I'm just saying that because the creator is basically someone nobody's ever seen. But everybody has this inclination that they're telling everybody how to worship, when to worship, and how to do this or how to do that. And I just feel like it's really strange to me that, you know, we care that much about other people's faiths if we don't care for ourselves. And I'm just saying that because there's a lot of people out there that want to save everybody else, but they can't save them. They can't do it themselves. They can't live a better life for themselves, but they want to tell somebody else what to do and what not to do. So I'm going to start this conversation off that way just because I'm just speaking what I believe is true, okay? And if you don't like it, then that's so sorry for you. That's my opinion. But I'm not saying that there shouldn't be rules. And, you know, I believe the creator is all knowing and all seeing. I really believe that. I really believe that a lot of the things that I was taught in Sunday school and then otherwise as an adult are things that, you know, morality and keeping respect for your parents and things like that. I believe that that's really true. But at the end of the day, why do people care so much what Kanye does? I mean, he made a Jesus Walks CD, you know, back in the day, you know, he did a music album on it. So why should you blink an eye at this man trying to better himself? You know, maybe he's not the best rapper at this point anymore. But just a couple days ago, you know, he was in Wyoming and it was like Woodstock, okay? He even did Nirvana covers up there. People are really flocking to him to hear his message through music and also the other people that contribute to this platform with him, you know? And I would say platform because, I mean, I'm not saying that the Sunday services are free or not because I don't know. I haven't done that much research, but I will be back later for my full story on that on the website. You'll get more details about our Wyoming concert and the other concerts that he's done. And I've put together a video for you guys on that one. But I just really believe that there's no reason to get mad at Kanye for doing what he's already been doing, you know. And he's been doing his thing. You know, he's definitely been out there doing his Jesus Walks promotion at this point in 2019. I can't say the same for his ignorant comments that he made about black people being in slavery. And maybe he might believe that because he believes he's a free thinker. And, you know, maybe he thinks some black people are holding themselves back by thinking in a old age way. But he should actually understand that not all everybody is given the ability to understand the way he does. You know, not all of us are rich. Not all of us have, you know, our own clothing line. Now, all of us are married to someone that's a millionaire. And I think that's one thing that Kanye has yet to think about. Like, when you sit, think about it all, Kanye is a rich man. He's not the old Kanye that everyone used to know when it comes to living the way he did. But I'm sure deep down inside, he's the same guy. He's eccentric. He's off, you know, he thinks outside the box. He does say some off-putting stuff, but that's what he believes. Just like I just said something that you didn't like at the beginning, probably, depending on what denomination you're from. But should that allow you not to be able to think for yourself is a question, right? You know, I understand that everybody has a pastor or a Catholic priest or whatever the case is. But I believe that God wants us to think for ourselves, and he gave us free will to choose what we want to do. It doesn't mean that you have to choose someone to worship, because the only person that we need to worship is God, okay? And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Jesus. I believe he is a prophet. And I believe that, you know, in a sense, I believe that he is one of the people that we can pray through to seek salvation. I mean, what would be wrong with that if he was someone God chose? That's just my own opinion now. A lot of people are mixed with their beliefs on Kanye's reasonings for doing what he's doing. They really believe that he's just doing it so that he can sell his records. But I'm not sure if he's making people pay. It's actually a private service. But after people have been talking about this, they opened up the service, I guess, for all these people that are showing up. There were so many people that showed up. It was crazy. So just go ahead and leave a message through the Anchor app on what you think about this whole situation. Because I really want to get you guys' comments on audio so you can speak on it during our segment. And that's going to be our new segment that we just give to our viewers so that you guys can chime in and let me know what you think of the whole story. We want to, you know, go ahead and talk to us about this anytime you want. And we'll be definitely doing our broadcast on Fridays and Saturdays now. So you'll actually get to call me through the call-in number and talk to me about what you think about the whole thing. But I'll give you the hour that you can call in later. Otherwise, this whole situation with Kanye West, you really believe that, you know, he's doing this because he has to get therapy for his crazy ass, or you really believe that this is just some type of way for him to get paid again. So let me know your thoughts on this whole situation. My name is DJ Harmony, and I'll see you next time on Anchor TV. Yeah, yeah. Radio TV, yeah. I got a raspy-ass voice, and I messed up, but it doesn't matter. But otherwise, that's why they call me Harmony, because I love to sing. And I know that wasn't my best, but next time I'm going to give it to you guys. So make sure that you come back, chill with me on RadioTubeTV.com on Fridays and Saturdays. I'll be doing a live stream right from the actual website, so you'll see that front and center when you log in or just, you know, tune in. And I will see you guys next time. And shout out to Skinny Joey and Renegade Radio. Shout out to Desert King Entertainment. Shout out to DJ Dos Monchis. And shout out to all the independent artists trying to make their music out there. But don't forget to come to our site, radiotubetv.com, and submit your best music. And I'll see you guys after the break. A word from our sponsors. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about what's going down with this Kevin Hart situation. I guess there is definitely the accuser that has reported that, you know, he put the camera up, his friend was taping her. She claims now she wants to sue for $60 million. Now, if you remember right, Judy Blume was actually the lawyer that was spearheading this campaign to take his ass down. Now, he actually has a big ass problem for the reason that he actually does have a problem with the fact that he had a car without seat belts. You guys, I can't even get it out because I can't believe it. Now, just because you have a sports car doesn't mean, let's bypass the seat belts and let's just wing it. So the people that were in the car with him are suing him too. So he has many problems, and I'm sure a woman ain't one, but he definitely has problems. There has been rumors that he left the scene, you know, hours before he even called 911 to report the other people. So that's negligence right there. Number two, you don't walk away from a scene of the crime when you have a rollover like that and you almost die, you know. So he had back problems and all this other stuff. And people are saying that the personal trainer was sitting on his front, on his lap. So I don't really like Kevin Hart. Let me just be honest with you. Like, when it comes to his movies, I think he's funny. I don't like his stand-up. That's what I want to say. I don't like his stand-up comedy, but I do like his movies that he creates. And I'm not surprised that he's this type of individual, because his friend went to jail, sitting in jail for probably a crime that he did not commit. Likely, probably did it for Kevin, and then all of a sudden now he's in jail, okay? Because a lot of these people that are entertainers have people that are yes men and women that do everything they say to get that bag. And unfortunately, in this case, now we have, you know, people that are injured, people that, you know, want to get paid because this afterthought, he could, you know, make a sports car without safety belts. And that's definitely something that I feel like they're going to get paid for. Now, we'll keep you tuned in, updated, you know, when we get more information about the the whole situation with this woman that accused him of rape. I'm not sure anything's going to come out of it, but we'll see what happens. My name is DJ Harmony, and you're listening to Ear to the Streets Radio. Don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube and our website. We would really love to have you come by. Check out the new artists that will be updating to the site. We definitely want you to check that out. Otherwise, I will see you guys next time, and thanks for tuning in. And up next, we'll give you some more juicy hot topics. Up next will be our sponsor, so make sure that you listen to that message up next.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.